Hello and welcome to your GCSE Law Revision podcast on statutory interpretation. I'm so glad you're here. This topic is fascinating, and once you understand it, you'll see it everywhere in the legal world. Today, we're covering topic 3.1, how judges interpret acts of Parliament. By the end, you'll know the four main rules of interpretation, the aids judges use, the impact of the Human Rights Act, and how to write answers that earn maximum marks. So, why do judges need to interpret statutes? Parliament passes acts, the written laws of the land. But language is imperfect. Words can be ambiguous. Situations arise that Parliament never anticipated. So judges must decide, what does this word actually mean in this context? That's statutory interpretation. First, the literal rule. Judges give words their plain, ordinary, natural meaning, even if that leads to an absurd result. The key case is Whiteley versus Chapel, 1868. The defendant impersonated a dead person to vote. The court found him not guilty, because a dead person is not entitled to vote. Absurd? Yes, but that's the literal rule. Its advantage is certainty and predictability. Its disadvantage is that it can produce harsh, unjust results. Second, the golden rule. Judges start with the literal rule, but if that leads to an absurd or repugnant result, they modify it. The key case is Adler versus George, 1964. The Official Secrets Act made it an offence to obstruct forces in the vicinity of a prohibited place. The defendant was actually inside the place. The court used the golden rule to include being inside, avoiding the absurd result that someone inside would be less guilty than someone outside. Advantage? Avoids absurd outcomes. Disadvantage? Gives judges discretion. It's not always clear when a result is absurd enough. Third, the mischief rule, my personal favourite. It comes from Haydon's case in 1584. Judges ask, what was the common law before the Act? What mischief did it fail to address? What remedy did Parliament intend? And what was the reason for that remedy? They then interpret the statute to suppress the mischief and advance the remedy. The brilliant example is Smith versus Hughes, 1960. The Street Offences Act made it an offence to solicit in a street or public place. The defendants were soliciting from private balconies, technically not in the street. The court applied the mischief rule and found them guilty, because the mischief, nuisance to the public, was still occurring. Advantage, focuses on Parliament's intention. Disadvantage, difficult to identify the mischief, and gives judges significant power. Fourth, the purposive approach, the modern approach. Judges look at the overall purpose of the legislation and interpret it to best achieve that purpose. The key case is Pepper versus Hart, 1993, where the House of Lords held that Hansard, the official record of parliamentary debates, could be used as an external aid when legislation is ambiguous. Advantage reflects Parliament's true intentions. Disadvantage gives judges the most discretion. Critics say it allows judges to rewrite legislation. Now, the aids to interpretation. Internal aids are found within the Act itself, the long title, short title, preamble, and definition sections. External aids come from outside, dictionaries, Hansard, Law Commission reports, and previous case law. And crucially, the Human Rights Act 1998. Under Section 3, courts must interpret legislation compatibly with convention rights, so far as possible. If they cannot, they issue a declaration of incompatibility under Section 4, but Parliament retains sovereignty. This is a mandatory consideration in every case involving convention rights, and it has fundamentally changed how judges approach interpretation.
Right, now let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake candidates make is describing the rules without applying them. If the question gives you a scenario, you must apply the rule to those facts. Don't just define the literal rule and move on. Say, applying the literal rule to this scenario, the court would give the word its plain, ordinary meaning, which would mean, and then reach a conclusion. That application is what earns you the higher marks. The second most common mistake is confusing the rules with each other. Here's a quick way to remember them. Think of it as a spectrum. At one end, the literal rule, stick to the exact words no matter what. In the middle, the golden rule, stick to the words unless the result is absurd. Then the mischief rule, look at the problem Parliament was solving. And at the far end, the purposive approach, look at the overall purpose and use any available material to achieve it. A useful mnemonic, LGMP, or remember it as let's get more purpose. Literal, golden, mischief, purposive. For evaluation questions, very common at GCSE, you need both advantages and disadvantages of each approach. Examiners want balance. Give both sides, then make a reasoned judgment. Which approach is most effective and why? For command words, identify or state means a brief factual answer. Explain means say how or why. Use because to link cause and effect. Evaluate or discuss means both sides and a conclusion. On mark allocations, 2 marks means identify and briefly explain. 4 marks means explain with an example. 6 marks means a structured response with explanation, example, and evaluation. Always name your cases. Whiteley v. Chapel for the literal rule, Adler v. George for the golden rule, Smith v. Hughes for the mischief rule, Pepper v. Hart for Hansard and the purposive approach. Quickfire recall quiz. Pause after each question, think of your answer, then press play. Question 1. What is the literal rule? The literal rule requires judges to give words their plain, ordinary meaning, even if this leads to an absurd result. Question 2. Which case illustrates the golden rule? Adler v. George, 1964, where the court interpreted in the vicinity of to include being inside a prohibited place. Question 3. What 4 questions does the mischief rule require? 1. What was the common law before the Act? 2. What mischief did it fail to cover? 3. What remedy did Parliament provide? 4. What was the true reason for that remedy? Question 4. What does Section 3 of the Human Rights Act 1998 require? Courts must interpret legislation compatibly with convention rights so far as it is possible to do so. Question 5. What is the difference between internal and external aids? Internal aids are found within the Act itself, long title, preamble, definition sections. External aids come from outside, Hansard, dictionaries, law commission reports. Quickfire recall. Let's wrap up with your key revision points. 1. 4 rules. Literal, golden, mischief, purposive. Know the definition, a case, and 1 advantage and disadvantage for each. 2. Aids are internal, within the Act, or external, outside it. Key external aids, Hansard, law commission reports, dictionaries. 3. The Human Rights Act 1998 requires compatible interpretation. If impossible, a declaration of incompatibility under Section 4, but Parliament's sovereignty is preserved. 4. In evaluation questions, always give both sides and reach a conclusion. 5. Always name your cases. They are your evidence. And remember, let's get more purpose. Literal, golden, mischief, purposive. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. Every mark you earn is a mark you've worked for. Keep going, keep revising, and I'll see you in the next episode.